Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for I-10 Wired Radio, brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Keith Hover, broadcasting live from I-10 Wired 2016. This is I-10 Wired Radio, sponsored and brought to you by Southtel. And I have our host this morning, Mr. Curtis Cantrell, all the way at the other end of the table. Good morning.
Good morning. Curtis Cantrell with Southtel, broadcasting from beautiful Pensacola, Florida, on the beach at the I-10 Wired Summit.
Okay, guys, so we have already had one keynote speaker. We had Kathleen Lilly from Konica Minolta, which was fantastic. The Crooked Road? It was the Crooked Road, wasn't it?
Crooked Road.
It was the Crooked Road. All right, and then I've managed to wrangle up a couple players here today, so I'm going to let them go down the horn here and introduce themselves. So, Will, we're going to start with you, man. Go ahead.
Perfect. Good morning. My name is Will Usher, and I'm a recruiter with Navy Federal Credit Union. We're definitely excited to be here for the I-10 Wired Conference, and especially with our growth in Pensacola. We're actually at 5,000 employees now, and we're looking to expand and add about 5,000 more employees over the next 5 years.
Yeah, you guys are busy, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a good thing for recruiting, so.
Awesome. Great, man. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming on with us this morning. I know I kind of bum-rushed you, so you didn't know what to expect, but we're glad you're here and have a little faith in me.
Appreciate it.
Lloyd, that is all you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lloyd Richard with Pitbull Data Technologies, and I'm a consultant and entrepreneur with machine learning technologies and computing technologies. I'm enjoying the conference. I had a very exciting day yesterday. Met a lot of people, a lot of connections, worked on some relationship building, so it's an exciting time.
Fantastic. Welcome. Thanks for being here this morning. Yes, Jim, that's all you. I know the pink shirt gets distracting, doesn't it?
seeing TJ in his pink shirt there this morning.
And it's only Thursday.
And I've only had like one cup of coffee, so got to get that second one in. My name is Jim Niederauer. I'm a senior security specialist with App River. App River is a spam virus filtering provider, a hosted Exchange, Office 365. So any of those kinds of services you need for your business, App River can help you out. It's www.appriver.com. So I don't know why there's not more people here, but we've got 350-some people here this year.
Yeah, yeah.
The most ever.
I think there's that is the most ever. We did break a record. And I think there's a whole bunch still outside in the foyer over here. Is that the right word? Yeah. Is that what that's called?
Yep. Foyer.
So I can't say that. That's a weird word.
Right?
Foyer. So because there's a lot of stuff going on here. We've got CSRA. We've got App River. We've got Navy Fed. We've got Lloyd, who does PDT. We've got Konica Minolta, Gulf Power, VTEC, Innovation Coast, Sirius Technical Services, Southern Light. And then you, Curtis.
Southtel.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
You can stop right there. That's all
that's
we needed, right?
That's all you need.
That's it. Okay, so Will, I know you guys are busy, and I know I want to hear some of, because Navy Fed is becoming, you guys are a huge footprint in our community here. And with 5,000 now and 5,000 more to go, obviously you're here to recruit and to see just kind of some of the talent that's going to roll through here. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Especially with the IT talent in this area, we're trying to expand. So that's going to impact all areas of IT within Navy Federal.
Yeah. So pretty much if they can operate a computer, you want to be able to talk to them, don't you?
Pretty much anything from desktop support to engineering. The job fair yesterday actually was really good.
Yeah.
We met some sharp candidates.
Okay, that's good. So. See, now I think this is the first year that we've added that.
Yep.
And I'm glad to hear that from somebody who participated in it, that you're seeing some potential. That's good.
Absolutely.
That's good.
That room was packed yesterday.
Yeah?
I mean, they were there.
We were in here setting up, so I didn't get to play ball.
They were like 45 minutes before we're supposed to open.
Yeah,
people
literally.
People were lined up at the door.
That's awesome. All right, well, at least you know you got people that want, you know?
Yeah, we have some good candidates. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Curtis, other than really getting an excuse to break out this awesome banner, right?
That's why we came.
That's the whole reason,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What else do you think? What are you excited most to see?
Well, we had a good session yesterday too with employees, potential employees coming in.
Yeah.
So we were there for that, and it was a good turnout. So. I thought it was 12-1. It was 12-3, and it was a good thing it was 12-3.
We needed some more time,
didn't
you?
We needed more time. So,
It's good to hear that both of you all not only need employees, but that there are so many people here that are ready and willing to work, it sounds like.
If those guys at Navy Federal quit hiring everybody,
I know, man. They're taking all your people, aren't they?
Yep, sorry.
Hey, look, that's a big number to contend with, man. You know what? It's okay, Will. You keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep trying to get people to move in here to this community and join us. So,
absolutely.
Lloyd?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about your world and why it brings you here.
Well, I attend WIRED, Innovation, Technology, and Entrepreneurship Network. That's what this area is all about. It's growing. Like we're participating in the Cox Get Started program, which is for entrepreneurship, and that they should be announcing their selectees soon. The Innovation Coast is doing an Innovation Awards, which is very exciting. So this whole conference is about innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. The Small Business Development Center was here yesterday doing some entrepreneurship training. We got some intellectual property training going on right now. So it's pretty fantastic.
That's a big thing. That was a big thing last year. It's a big thing coming up this year, isn't it? The intellectual property thing, like trademarking an idea before it goes anywhere else.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
You got to protect that IP.
That's it. It's literally becoming like the second step, right? It's like think the idea, go protect the idea, and then move forward.
That's right.
All right. So, Jim, other than being on the committee and you've been sort of voluntold to be here today, tell me what you're really excited about.
I'm really excited about the fact that, there's so many people here this year. I think our attendance has gone up by at least 25%. It just seems like there's a lot more excitement, a lot more buzz about what's going on, a lot more cohesiveness in the IT community. That's what it's all about, is bringing people together to make contacts, learn from each other. You know, attending the breakout sessions is just as important as the social time and the networking that happens around those sessions. So if you're not here, it's not too late to get out here and get out and enjoy it. And if you can't make it this year, definitely plan to be out here.
That's right. Go ahead and buy your ticket now, right? So I got to say, Curtis and I were walking around this morning, and the amount of swag in this building right now is awesome. So even if you don't come for anything else, all the cool stuff you get to go home with.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome, right?
Yeah, and we want to invite everybody to come to the Southtel booth because we have an operating phone system, multi-line, multi-featured telephone system operating here completely wireless.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of where I was heading with it. I want to hear what's at everybody's booth. So I am not in the world of VoIP or phones, but Curtis is, and so now I have been brought up to date. But these things do some it's like a bat phone over here.
Basically, this phone system right here is connected to our home office. And when you pick up one of these handsets, it's just like you're in our office. And we're displaying our wireless backup capability here in the fact that we're running it completely VoIP over a wireless connection.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And you're on Curtis brought his own network this morning.
We did.
So it's up under this table here next to you, Will. Don't kick it too hard.
No,
sir. We don't know what's going to happen.
Sir.
But I think it's pretty cool because you got Wi-Fi, you can do this, right?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes. Yeah,
we have a network, I should say.
We have a failover router that we can install, and it attaches to any Wi-Fi connections, if not your existing Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It connects to a cellular backbone Wi-Fi connection, and when your primary service goes down, this will automatically fail over and keep you, not only your data, but your voice up.
Yeah, very cool. All right, Will, what's at your booth? You got some pretty cool swag hanging out down there, don't you?
Do.
I mean, other than you, dude, right? So what else is down there if people are interested?
We have all types of stuff from wireless chargers, power banks, Navy Federal shades, Frisbees. Pretty much anything you can think about.
Yeah. Anything you can get Navy Fed's
chargers,
name on it, right?
Literally. We definitely came prepared.
Very cool. So when people come by your booth, what are they getting from you guys? Are they getting a sort of a direct in, a face-to-face kind of up front?
Absolutely. It's pretty much, of course, talk about our background and, you know, how much growth potential we have in the Pensacola area.
Mm-hmm.
Also our comprehensive benefits program from, you know, our 401k plan to our pension plan that we offer to all our employees.
They still use that word? Does that still exist?
You know, like 10 to 15% of companies in the U.S.
Right now
don't even have a pension plan. You know, so, just a little bit of everything, just kind of the positions that we have in the area that we're recruiting for on a regular basis and, you know, just to get more people involved and aware of Navy Federal. We're big, you know, we're beyond the contact center, you know, we have a huge IT department as well. So we're expanding in every area. I mean, we have over 290 branches, four main campuses.
Yeah. Worldwide, baby. Everywhere. Worldwide. Very cool. Lloyd, do you have a booth today, or are you floating?
I'm floating today.
Yeah,
I'm,
you're lucky.
Yes, I'm.
You're not locked down.
Right. I'm definitely getting around and getting to meet people and letting them know, you know, a little bit about myself. I spent almost 27 years developing technology for the government. And
yeah.
A lot of machine learning technology since the late 90s, a lot of robotic stuff, a lot of drone stuff, you know. And so there's a lot of technology that's available to be licensed to for, you know, these young folks and businesses that got ideas to kind of move forward.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of sharing that information to kind of help folks move a little bit forward.
Very cool.
So this is really cool. I don't know if you see over to our left here, there's three full tables of people sitting over there. Those people are involved in the Mitova CyberSense Capture the Flag competition.
Oh, it's going on right now,
yes,
huh?
That's going on right now. That's what they're doing. They're all nose to the computer, working as a team, trying to see if they can beat all the defenses and attack a particular network. So that's a cool new feature that we have at I-10 Wired this year. Also, we have a open source intelligence Capture the Flag, a fun game that everybody can play on their iPad or iPhone.
We're giving If you download the app, right?
Download the app and go to the website. It'll take you right there. But if you want to win some of the great prizes we have to give away tomorrow, you've got to play that game.
Very cool. So. Awesome. Okay, so do you know what App River's hanging out with over there? Because they always got cool stuff.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of cool stuff. The coolest is Chris Hendricks over there.
That's true. I'll give you that. He's got street cred in my book.
Yeah, so go over and give him five. Talk to him about ASP.NET development. And he'll make it happen. Yeah, he'll make it happen. He's a hard worker. He's got some projects going for kids to get them into coding and those sorts of things.
That's
around
cool.
Town, so,
very cool.
You know, App River, as much as they try to, you know, sell to the community, they're also out helping the community
yeah.
and doing things to improve IT in the area. So
very good. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your conference, and I want to thank you very much for being the inaugural show here at 2016 I-10 Wired Radio, brought to you by Southtel.
Southtel. It's www.southtel.com, or you can get us on Facebook on Southtel.
That's it. Okay, guys, we will be back with some more. You can find us at the i10wired.com. You can find us at I-10 Wired on Twitter, or you can find us at I-10 Wired on Facebook. Bringing you tomorrow's future today.
Today.
This show is brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River. If you are interested in sponsoring I-10 Wired Radio, please call 850-288-9959.